Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. 102 here. Evan Atiki coming up next, too. All right, so we're going to roll with this Ohtani stuff, the huge story, certainly of the day. Who knows? Could be of the year. Could be the century if this keeps, you know, you want to have a little caution here as you present this. But to me, there's no limits as to where this can go. I'm going to leave it at that.
The latest is baseball said that there's not going to be any punishment for him.
Yes.
As of now, obviously.
Yes, that's what they said. So I also saw a story here that ties into gambling. Not with baseball, but J.B. Bickerstaff, all right? You know about this?
I did see this.
All right, this is interesting here. He sounded off a bit. He's the head coach of the Cavaliers, if you don't know. He was just sounding off on some issues about how sports betting has now gone too far. Quote, there's no doubt about it, it's crossed the line. The amount of times I'm standing up there, we may have a 10-point lead, and the spread is 11, and people are yelling at me to leave the guys in so we could cover the spread. It's ridiculous. But again, I understand the business side of it, the nature of the business of it, but it is something that I believe has gone too far. Then he went on to detail some personal experiences. Quote, I personally had my own instances where some gamblers, they got my telephone number, sent me crazy messages about where I live, my kids, and all that stuff, he said. And then this is interesting, too. So Tyrese Halliburton spoke about this topic earlier in the week. It was totally different from what J.B. Bickerstaff said, but he was asked about gambling in a multitude of things. And he was specifically asked, have you ever spoke to a sports psychologist to talk through things as a pro athlete? And the thing that Halliburton pointed to that bothers him the most is that people only care about how much money he can make them on bets. Quote, not everybody wants to hear how we feel. To the world, basically, I'm just helping them make money on DraftKings or whatever. I say FanDuel.
Right.
I'm a prop. That's what my social media mostly consists of. And then there's more and more and more. Spolstra weighed in intelligently about how there's, you know, there's an imbalance and there's a bit of a contradictory nature to having integrity but also gambling. I mean, what did you expect?
We knew this was going to happen. Anybody who's ever gambled in their life knew once sports, because gambling was our thing. It was our little secret. Like, we do it illegally and have fun and enjoy doing it illegally, but it should have been kept that way. And then once it starts to get opened up to the extent that it's gotten, anybody who's ever experienced it knows what's going to happen. I mean, we're just getting started here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, you're going to be able to go on live game. You could do anything right now anyway, basically. But the NBA is talking about how you know, if you watch a game on your tablet, the live lines are going to pop up. You basically touch that. It takes you right to FanDuel, let's say, and you could go place the bets right there. Like, it's only going to get more interactive. There's going to be kiosks at the stadiums.
Yep.
for all sports. Eventually, I think it's going to be the majority of states, if not all states. Like, we're just getting going here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about where we were. I mean, you know, remember how people like, oh, did you hear what Al Michaels did last night? Where he like kind of hinted around the spread.
Yeah, right.
That field goal is up and good, and that's a 43-yarder, and the Falcons lead by 10. And if you know anything, that might mean a little something to some people. Like, you had to dance around it. Now, you just overtly do whatever you want.
Pete Rose was vilified, still being punished for something that hundreds, if not thousands, of other athletes do or have done.
I don't know if they did it to that extent. That's where
he said he said he never bet against his team.
Yeah,
and I believe him.
Okay,
so if you're not betting against your team, what's the problem then?
I'm going to tell you. I'm surprised that you're missing. This is the easiest part of the Pete Rose stuff, and you and I have never talked about this. I'm really surprised you're missing something. Something big. I'm going to tell you. Reds are playing the Expos on a Tuesday night. All right. Pete throws five dimes on the Reds to cover.
Run
line, you know, whatever, over, team total, whatever the bet he makes. Five dimes, boom. Pete phones it in from the clubhouse, payphone, no digital stuff back then, and we know that he used the payphone. Now, he's betting on his team to win. So you say to yourself, well, he's not doing anything wrong. He's trying to win his bet, so he's going to just play with integrity and maximize the roster that night.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. The problem is what happens Wednesday.
Yeah, I get it.
When now his team is compromised. If you do everything that you can to win that game, to meet the demands of that, five-dime bet, Tuesday night, you're basically saying, and now that means the bullpen.
Right.
That means maybe playing with injuries. You are saying, to hell with Wednesday.
Right.
And the betting community picks up on that.
No, I get all that, but what's the difference with him and Calvin Ridley?
Well,
I mean, Calvin Ridley could say he didn't do this or didn't do that. Bottom line is, he was told. Like, Pete Rose was never told that he couldn't bet. He knew that it was illegal and you shouldn't be doing it.
Well, yeah, going back to the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah, but Ridley specifically was told what you can and what you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
The knucklehead still did it, got suspended for a year, and now is still making millions of dollars being back in the league.
Yep.
So Pete Rose has been punished for his life. Lifetime ban. Lifetime ban.
What did he bet on, though, specifically?
Who?
Ridley.
Well, he said he had a parlay and whatever.
Did it include the Falcons?
Yeah, so what?
I'm talking about the NFL. I don't think it did, right?
Yeah, well, he said it. I don't know to the extent of it. What, you don't think any player has bet on their own team?
I don't know. I'm sure some do, of course.
You don't think Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan ever bet on their own team?
Dude, we're watching Charles Barkley every Tuesday and Thursday, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's got, I know he's got money on games, hundreds of thousands of dollars every single time
he's
we watch him on TV.
It.
No, I know.
I guarantee there were times in there during their career.
You think Phil Mickelson had some indiscretions on the... And I don't just mean like playing for $20,000 on a Tuesday leading up to the Masters. I mean during the Masters.
And
of course I think that.
Are those guys alone? No.
Nope.
They're just the most prominent. I guess my point was with the Rose thing, where Rose has been banned for life. It's just like ridiculous. Get over it. It's been however many years.
Mm-hmm.
Other players have gotten in trouble and have come back and been able to earn, but yet Pete Rose has a lifetime ban from baseball, can't get in the Hall of Fame. Like, come on.
You know who's... go ahead, Sal.
Well,
sorry.
I was just going to say, like, to tie it back to Ohtani, you know, we don't know, but that's the whole point of talking about this and just gambling in general. It's become such a major thing that's intertwined now, where leagues are not only accepting of it, they're promoting it.
Yep.
It's the NBA is basically about it.
Yeah,
the
so
NFL,
how do you penalize them harshly if you're in bed? That's where it gets tricky. That's where it's different from Pete. In theory. So, do you remember the name? Of course, you know Bob Feller.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He was the staunchest critic of Pete Rose.
Okay.
I don't remember that. With the Dowd report. Remember the Dowd report? It was the report on all the gambling stuff. Long story short, you're going to love this story. This was bad. And then we'll get back to these phones, I promise. 877-337-6666. This is how naive I was then. This is 1999. I'm just starting my radio career. I'm working in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Bob Feller is throwing out I don't even know if he threw out the first pitch. He was old. Oldish.
Right.
I think he was signing that night.
Okay.
It was at an Allentown Ambassadors, no longer around, independent minor league baseball stadium in the town that I was living and working, a little teeny tiny station, right? First job ever. And we got him on the morning show because he was going to be out there at night, and we carried the games on our station. So, Mr. Feller, how are you? We talk about, obviously, baseball and all the other stuff, getting to Pete Rose, right? And he just aired it out on the show. I go to him. Now, he hadn't seen me. He was on the phone. I go to him at the stadium. I introduce myself. how you doing, Mr. Feller? You know, it's Brandon, and thank you for coming on. And he said, listen, in so many words, but this was the message. You seem like a good kid. Educate yourself. He reaches in. This is a true story. He reaches into his, like, I call it an attaché case from back then. He gets out a copy of the Dowd report. A copy, right? Because what I was saying up until that point was, Pete wasn't betting on his team. Right. Let him, he's the all-time hits leader. Right, Ty Cobb was a racist. This guy was a drunk. Put him in, right? When I read that, and I did, I totally changed my opinion. Bob Feller gave me, I don't know if it was, it had to be 40 pages.
That is a
excerpts
great story.
Of the Dowd report, which I had never read. I couldn't just put up online at that point necessarily. He handed me stapled copy, and I went through it with a highlight. I'm like, whoa. And it totally changed my opinion on Pete. Now, I've eventually gone full circle, put Pete in before he's dead, do the right thing. But how about that? Bob Feller gave me that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great story. All-time great, obviously. Yeah, look, I mean, I didn't read the report. I obviously know all about
it. I wouldn't have read it if he didn't give it to me.
Yeah, I
know. No way.
I know all what's going on. Look, with the Ohtani stuff, just in general, where we're at with sports and gambling and how it's intertwined, very, very slippery slope. And the sports, they've already gotten a little taste of it. They're going to get even more so moving forward.
I would think that you're right. The college game, Jackson, poor Jeff. What's going on, Jack? BT and Sal, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Love
the show. I just wanted to point out that the Angels were plus 1,200 to land Ohtani back in the day, and it just makes you wonder.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we could go down this rabbit hole and point to specific odds and points of reference where things abruptly changed based on what the general consensus was in the desert. Again, as Sal said, slippery slope, but I'm not saying that I don't find some of these theories or even that somewhat interesting, but I mean, this is the earliest stage of connecting, possibly, if this goes in a crazy direction, some of the wildest dots in the history of sports. It's not a local story. It's not a national story. Unlike Pete Rose, this would be an international story.
This would surpass that.
100%.
Like, yeah, and might even surpass the Tiger Woods stuff. Like, that was major at the time.
Yep.
If Ohtani was found guilty of this.
I agree with you.
Like, this might be bigger than Tiger Woods or Michael Vick.
Not might be.
Yeah.
The Vick stuff.
You think
is,
it will be?
I think it would. If it is, it would fly by Tiger. Think about what Tiger did. Tiger was guilty
of.
He couldn't keep it in his pants.
No.
Honestly.
I'm not saying.
And some people think he did PEDs, but really, at the end of the day, what did Tiger Woods do?
There was hundreds of women that came out. We thought Tiger Woods was his pristine.
He didn't rape them.
No.
He had consensual relationships with them.
I'm not saying he did anything criminally. I'm just saying that story, when that came out, was like,
I know.
What?
His wife tried to smash him in the head with a pitching wedge.
Yeah, and then you found out
and he was hopped up on drugs, and there was a lot. I follow that every day. I know. The Denny's restaurant, the waitress. I follow that like a crazy person.
The guy that you thought had a clean, perfect image was not what we thought.
Modern day Babe Ruth. Pitcher, hitter, $700 million. How much did he get? $700 million contract.
Yeah.
Global icon.
Betting $4.5 million.
It would surpass Tiger Woods, in my opinion. Not everybody's going to agree. We are inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Staten Island, Nick. What's cooking, Nick?
Hey, what's up, BT? What's up, Sal? How are you guys?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, Buff.
So, my feeling on this whole Ohtani thing is that it's got to be Ohtani. What kind of bookie is going to take $4.5 million gambling debt if it wasn't some type of high net worth individual or some athlete? You know, if it was the interpreter, do you think that they would really allow them to run a $4.5 million debit?
No. And Nick, that's where
we said that before.
Yeah, that did come up. Sal actually said that, and I totally agree. And Nick, if you didn't hear it, and by the way, all the stuff, free Odyssey app. If you guys missed the last hour or so, go back, rewind, check it out, because we've made some different points. We don't want to just repeat the same thing. But that did come up. And common sense, if you're on the street hustler, you're gonna lure him in. You make $500,000 a year, fantastic. Your best buddy makes $500,000 in 3 minutes. Okay, we'll keep roping you out. Yeah, here's a line of credit. We're good. We know you're good for it. Otherwise, you and him have a problem.
Right.
So that's what happens. I'm with you, dude.
I appreciate you guys. I love the show. And let's go Wagner today.
Oh, let's go Seahawks. That's right. Little Toe Hill Road up there. Yeah.
It a part of me says...
What is that, Father Capradani? I'm not saying that right. Not Capradani. God, I can see it. Boulevard. Boy, you just...
I don't know what you're talking about. We
not
tell
Father
you.
Capodanno.
Go Wagner.
Capodella? Yeah. Ah, the Boulevard in Staten Island. My bad. Good. Just grouch with the Wagner stuff at St. Peter's.
A part of me thinks that, okay, well, maybe the bookie... Well, clearly the bookie knew because they said that in the story, that he thought Ohtani was his client.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, you know, let's just say... I don't know. I don't want to do the analogy. But whatever. Okay, in this particular case, you're the bookie. You're not giving a $4.5 million credit to anybody other than Ohtani.
Yeah.
Unless you're an idiot.
Or if Taylor Swift got hung up in betting. I mean, somebody that's got the bank to support it.
But I'm talking about, in particular, like with this guy, like, are they really going to get, just because he's friends with them, oh, yeah, I'm friends with so-and-so who makes a ton of money. You're not going to give me the credit because I don't make that much money. Even though I know so-and-so, you're not going to go after him unless there was a direct involvement there.
Mm-hmm. I had to get this right. It was right. Father Capodanno. There you go.
Okay,
my bad.
Close enough.
Father Capodanno. I knew I was in the neighborhood. Father Capodanno.
Yeah.
Let me get Joe in Levittown with PT and Sal. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, listen, I'm a retired law enforcement. You were talking about the legalities of this?
Yep.
I don't know the laws as far as paying over the phone, but Ohtani's responsibility, if he was paying off his friend's debt, he's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to notify the police.
Is that true? 100% true?
That's 100% true.
Okay.
You know?
So now, the next question I would have is, as much as you can lead us in the right direction, what would be the subsequent penalty if he did do that? Roughly.
If he went to the police?
No.
Or he paid
by circumventing the police and paying off the debt, what could he get charged with? What could happen?
Well, it depends on the state.
Yeah, I know. California.
Each state is different, but I mean, he paid off a gambler, which is illegal. Doesn't matter who borrowed the money.
Wow. Now, like grand theft versus petty theft, are there barriers or tiers of what's more serious based on gambling debt?
Listen, it's all about the gambling. I don't think monetarily it could be $5, $5 million.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well,
no,
there's
got to
be a bigger.
You.
No, there's got to be a difference. If you lose $5, $10, nobody's going to do anything about it. If you lose $4.5 million,
well, that's why I say petty theft versus grand. You know, like if I go in and I steal, I don't know, a pack of Starburst versus going in and stealing a car. That's going to be a different penalty.
Yeah, this whole thing. If Ohtani's interpreter stole money from him, then he's going to jail for theft. That is not. I don't believe that that's the case. I believe that there was a legitimate involvement here in the gambling stuff. There are documents to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of if Ohtani was gambling or not. That's really what this comes down to. Or, I guess, if he could get in trouble even without being the gambler, just helping his buddy pay off his debt to the gambler.
There's another aspect to it as well, which I think could get Ohtani kicked out of baseball. Out of baseball for good. And you didn't just say one of them. I've got it coming up next.
Okay.
I want to get into it. I think it's really important. And I'm not going to say it's highly likely. I'm not going to rule it out. 877-337-6666. PT and Sound on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It on the Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Maddie in Bridgewater, BT and Sal. What's up, Matt?
I got to say, I'm a big Yankee fan, and Sal, your continuous like cold takes and splashing cold water on everything is just getting old and tired, man. I mean, are you ever positive about anything?
Yeah,
of
course.
I've been listening to you guys since you started the show together. And you were the most negative person with the most negative takes I've heard on the radio.
It's not true. That's just it's incorrect. You're hearing negative stuff. Check your ears out and maybe listen to what I actually say. I mean,
I hear everything you say.
Yeah, okay, well, then you should know that I'm not overly negative. I'm being realistic in the situation. You tell me, Matt, did Garrett Cole get hurt? Is he out or no?
Cole is a big issue. I'm with you on that.
So that's one. Is DJ LeMahieu healthy?
I don't care about DJ LeMahieu.
Okay, good. So you don't. Well, who was the Yankee leadoff hitter, Matt? Did Aaron Judge miss the most majority of last year or no?
Yes, because of a freak injury.
Okay, what happened this spring? What was the issue with Aaron? Did I make it up about Aaron Judge and say, he's going to get hurt, Yankee fans. Look out, Judge is going to get hurt. Did I make that up? Or did he not play for 9 days?
Okay. But it's spring training. If he plays 145 games this year, are you going to come out on the radio?
No.
Wrong?
No. Would you bet your life that he's going to play 145 games? If you had to give an opinion on what you think Aaron Judge is going to do as far as games played this year, what number do you think Judge is going to have?
Between 120 and 140.
Okay. So we agree. We agree. And thank you for the call, you knucklehead. I'm being overly negative. He said between 120 and 140. That's even lower than what we said. You're being overly negative.
There you go. There you go. Always have a moment like that on the show. Love it. BT and Sal on The Fan. Real fast, since there was some Yankee stuff there, we'll get back to the Ohtani calls, 877-337-6666. I would imagine it was a scheduled day off because looking at the Yankees lineup, there's not many starters in there. Mm. They just started with the Braves here.
Judge got to be in there, though. We want to test him out back-to-back, right?
Whatever. He's not.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's not. The Braves ran out there, guys. I'm seeing Acuna, Albies, Riley Olson, Azuna, Harris, etc., Murphy. But the Yankees, no. Verdugo's playing, Volpe's playing, Austin Wells is batting third, Oscar Gonzalez batting fourth, Cabrera batting fifth, and then like Rojas and Jones and Durbin and Allen's. It's very much a mixed bag. Yankees-Mets tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Remember, that was the game we were supposed to go to.
Oh, remember that whole trip we were doing? Remember that in Tampa.
Yeah, yes. We were supposed to do that in the Phillies. Oh, whatever. But
next year we got to do it. We should have done a spring training.
We tried and things just didn't work out, but we definitely will. If he doesn't play tomorrow, which I imagine he would, we'll have a different opinion. I don't react to this other than only Verdugo and Volpe and maybe Wells are their main starters. They're sitting a lot of guys. All right, so I gave you another option with Ohtani. Now, just use your head.
Yeah.
Do I think, this is all about guesswork now and trying to at least get in the general direction of what really happened without being irresponsible. And when you do that, you're going to make some mistakes. So we already, if we didn't say it explicitly, understand, we're piecing things together like you.
We have no idea.
We have no idea. But do I think that given his relationship with his boy and his interpreter and the $4.5 million bailout that when, I don't know, The Angels played the Yankees at the stadium last year. You know, he's sitting there saying, you know, 314 feet down the right field line, wind's blown out a little bit. Yankees bullpen was maxed out the night before. Over under 8.5. I forget the interpreter's name. $900,000 on the over tonight. And if they actually did that and won, that $900,000 would go to him? No, I don't think that at all. So that would be the most reckless form of gambling. Let me give you something I think could be possible. So he's in the hotel room.
You're talking about Ohtani.
Yep.
Okay.
He's texting his boy. Trout's a scratch before it's public. Or so-and-so has a pitch limit based on whatever that is not out there for public, you know, reaction yet on the betting landscape. But you take a prop bet and you bet the under because you already know the pitch count. And let's face it, Ohtani's a pitcher, so he's going to know everything. Ohtani's going to know everything that goes on in every meeting with that team. Hitters meetings, pitchers meetings, right? Or, you know, you can take any other example. I don't need to throw them down your throat here. But the bottom line is this. Do I think on some level that it is possible that he supplied his buddy with inside information on the inner workings of the Angels that could position them more favorably to win bets? I do.
Well, aren't we going to find out one way or another? Because
yep.
There's got to be receipts here.
As soon as they take that phone and start hammering that iPad, they'll know.
If there's any bet, because even though it's an old school bookie, I would imagine that there's a website.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
not
calling it in and writing things down. And even if they did, there's still going to be somewhere it's documented.
Yes.
Somebody somewhere has the bets that were made documented. And if there are any involving A, baseball, or B, the Angels, then everybody's in big trouble. And when I say everybody, I mean Ohtani and Major League Baseball. Because baseball's going to have to do something about it.
It's
significant. So we're going to find out, I would think, eventually when we get the receipts. I just find it, here's what's hard to believe. Let's say you don't implicate Ohtani at all. You really do believe, and I did believe this, and I do believe it to a certain extent, but just lesser as time goes on, that Ohtani wasn't involved other than paying his friend's debt.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe, using common sense and logic, that somebody that had a gambling problem to the extent of getting $4.5 million in debt that has an in with Major League Baseball, and to say in is putting it lightly,
yeah.
Do I believe he never bet on baseball? No chance.
Meaning Ohtani's friend?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Because when
but they're saying he didn't.
Well, I know. But I don't believe him.
Okay.
Because when you're that much in a hole, you reach for whatever advantage you can get to get out of the hole. Everybody that's ever gambled knows that. It's gambling 101.
You do anything
Everybody's
you can.
Looking for the edge.
You need a win.
Yes.
Your life depends on
yeah.
it. Like
yeah.
In his case.
Okay. So we're on the same page with that. Do you believe that there's a chance that the scenario that I just laid out, maybe not with Trout or pitch count, but there's some sort of digital correspondence that will be found where Ohtani tipped off his buddy about information that tilted the odds in the favor of Ohtani's buddy, and he actually placed a bet based on that information?
I have a hard time thinking, as close as these two appear to be, that there was never any kind of communication
yep.
regarding some kind of baseball line.
Me too. It's just common sense.
Even if Ohtani didn't bet himself.
I know. I don't think he bet necessarily. Do I think that there was an exchange? That's what I think the most right now.
Even if it were innocent where the guy asked him, hey, what's going on with this guy?
That's not innocent, dude. You know, your best friend, the guy's gambling.
But,
it's not innocent.
But if you're Ohtani.
Hey, how's Trout's calf? Yeah, I'm really worried about him. Is he going to be able to?
All right, well, let me ask you this way. Do you think Ohtani knew that his friend had a gambling problem?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if his friend is coming to him for information and you think that it's a possibility,
mm-hmm.
that would make me think even more so Ohtani's a gambler because we're looking at it from a gambler's mindset. You and I have both gambled.
To.
Right, but if he's not a gambler.
Okay, fair enough.
Then, like, I don't think it's half weighing it. I think Ohtani either had no idea about gambling and was away from it and said, oh my God, I'll give you the money to help you, or he was involved.
Which one do you believe more? The involvement part. Who the hell is that naive? Come on.
I don't know. But I'm telling you this. I don't think it's in between.
What's your gut saying right now?
If Ohtani is aware of his buddy's gambling and knows gambling at all,
yep.
then I think that he was involved in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
To think that you're in the middle is like, hey, I'm not going to do this, but here's this information. No, like, because the mindset you would just bet yourself or be a part of it, or maybe they were like, here, you do this in your name, but we'll do it together.
Correct. Eric's in Brooklyn, BT and Sal. Eric, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
And by the way, hold on one sec, Eric. Why wouldn't Ohtani just give the money? I know they said, because he didn't trust his friend to do it. If you're Ohtani, you can't be that dumb to take your money and give it to an illegal gambler through a wire transfer, as opposed to saying, my buddy's got real issues here. Let me help him out and give him the money or have some people take care of it.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he would say, oh, no, I don't trust him with it, I don't know if I'm buying that.
A lot of shadiness here. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Eric?
So, this is what I'm trying to think now with this investigation going on here. Now, I wonder if this was a known thing throughout baseball during the offseason. Because now with Steve Cohen as the owner, and he's going to do his due diligence, turn over every stone to see what the character of players. So I want to know, I mean, aside from the monetary aspect of it and how much he was going to get paid, I want to know if owners and organizations already knew about this and as to why he maybe didn't get a lot of bidders. Aside from the fact that, all right, he was always going to the Dodgers. But, I mean, is that plausible to think that?
Doesn't strike me as that's very low on my list of, in terms of plausibility. I'll use your word. I'm not going to rule it out. I'm latching onto a few things here in terms of a leap of faith. I'm not going to latch onto that one necessarily, because I just think it was more everybody knew he didn't want to come here. That's it.
There's no way that other teams had inkling of I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Put it this way. I've heard other stuff about other free agents that both teams in New York had interest
like
in.
Like unsavory things about a certain person, and they just
correct
kept the moving because they didn't want to get associated with that.
Well, even that, I'm saying that even, like, I've heard some rumors about another player that I believe.
Current?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would show you some behavior maybe that you wouldn't want, you know, I don't even know if it's legal, illegal, whatever, but just something that you'd be like, whoa, I'm not going to make that big investment. But that didn't deter the teams that were looking into potentially getting
so him. So he's already signed?
Yeah.
Got it.
I could tell you the story off.
No, I know you would. I figured you would, but I'm not going
to. I wouldn't bring it to the air without A, getting approval from the people that I've heard it from.
No, I got you.
Or B, like knowing, like it's not something you just throw out there lightly. But my point is that if I, little old me, is getting wind of certain things like that, there's no way the Mets and Yankees wouldn't have an idea of some kind of major gambling. Like, if they knew that, I just don't think that would be
me
the
neither.
Case.
People are going to reach and try to connect some stuff that is going to get irresponsible. Hell, we may have been irresponsible unintentionally with certain things we've said today, just throwing it out as possibilities. But that one does not strike me as one that is as plausible or realistic as maybe our last
caller. That Cohen had a heads up, so that's why he didn't want him? Matter of fact, it's the opposite.
That's why I said he didn't want the Mets. Yeah. He didn't want the Yankees either.
Right.
He wanted out West.
And my point is, I don't even know if that would deter. Well, I don't know. Again, who the hell knows? It's all speculation.
Well, here's the thing. If you hear that, which I don't think that the Mets or the Yankees did, but if you do, I mean, these teams are stacked and stocked with private investigators. You just throw somebody on the scene immediately, you get the answer. You're going to get some sort of intel.
Yeah, but did the Dodgers not know?
Well, that's why I'm saying I don't think anybody knew.
Right, but that's the point.
Nobody knew.
Well, the caller was saying, though, that, like,
but I'm saying I don't agree with the caller at all. Right. We've thrown a lot of things out. That one, to me, is as unrealistic a possibility as we've heard today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
There are 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sparks! Yes!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Sparks!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan's 145 on this Thursday. Brandon's here to Sal Licata. So Sal is off tomorrow.
Wish me luck. I got to pack up. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Oh,
I came to win, battle me. That's a sin.
Ooh, look at you,
come
BT.
Come on, dude. You always sleep on the old stuff.
You know what we got to do? You're going to have to perform. Hey, maybe we have this as one of the payoffs.
Perform at the at DJ's?
Yeah, BT's going to have to perform at the summer kickoff. We'll lose some bet and then perform live and do a rap, some kind of rap song.
Yeah, I love in to see costume. That.
Yeah.
Oh, he shook his head no.
Dress up. He just dressed up as Everlast.
You know I'm looking at you right now, don't you? I did perform live last year at the event.
You sang. You didn't rap.
No, but I'm not even going to get into it.
You got to dress
this
up.
This guy, I was pissed at him for a little bit.
Yeah, are you? Hold on. No, can I blow up a spot real quick?
You can go for it. Because
BT likes to troll every single Met fan in the world playing the Let's Go Mets Go song.
Not a troll.
And
I can't
stand it to begin with. So he's like, I'm going to perform on stage the song. And all of a sudden, he's like, a week or two before, he's like, hey, you're going to sing with me? I go, nah, not really. But I said yes to go with the bit. I didn't want to do that.
So when you got there, what happened? Well,
I passed the buck to Daniel McCartney.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know.
You sang with Daniel McCartney?
I didn't even know at all.
If I would have known that, I wouldn't agree to do the show with
you. I had no problem with Coach, but I'm like, what's going on? I'm out there by myself. I'm hearing crickets. I'm hearing booze. This guy's hiding.
Oh, my God.
I was a step away from getting hit with a tomato.
I would have hit it. I would have hit you with it had I been there.
Well, here's the problem. I knew Tiki wasn't coming out with me. I knew that wasn't going to happen. And I really thought that this guy would have fun and be a clown and mix it up.
I love being a clown. I hate this freaking song.
I don't know why you hate this song.
Yeah, take it away right now.
Where are we at? Hold on. Home, let's go. No, I'm gonna say it for the stage.
Yeah, say it.
Do it. Do it. Make it happen.
There you go.
All right. No, speaking of singing, C-Mac is in tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. You two could have some fun. C-Mac. And sing that one specifically. You two Yankee homers can sing that one. Anyway, where were we? Talking about the Mount Rushmore of WFA hosts.
We were talking about that during the break, and he said that, I don't even know how, we were talking about Craig. Because I was trying to get Craig to come in. Maybe at some point during the summer,
right,
when one of us is off, maybe for me or for you,
right.
And he's like,
absolutely not. I don't want Craig in my spot at all. Period.
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
I'll tell everybody what you really said.
Well, what the Mount Rushmore?
Because you don't want to make the show look worse.
Didn't want there to be a drop off.
Yeah, that's what you said. Anyway, so maybe Craig will jump in at some point this summer when we're off. We love him. And by the way, in all seriousness, I saw Craig post a couple of things about the Ohtani specific to gambling.
What did he say
I read it quickly. Some of the bylaws of Major League Baseball pertaining to gambling. And if anybody knows, if you don't follow Craig, you know, or you haven't checked him out in a while because he hasn't been here, whatever, check him out. He's got some good content up there with the gambling.
You know, I didn't even think of that. He would be a great person to talk to about this.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get him on tomorrow, you know, with me and C-Mac. So we're talking about Craig for a minute, and then I said, who do you think's the Mount Rushmore of FAN?
Right. I have my four. Do you?
I've got my four. Well, now keep in mind, I said Imus, okay? But I don't like Imus.
Right.
And I'm not here to disparage somebody who's no longer with us. I've never liked Imus. I'm going to leave it at that.
And I know why he would be on there. He just would not be on mine.
He changed, without him, I don't know exactly where the station is.
No, I get
he
it.
He validated should, Mike and Chris, like,
I
the
understand.
Engine.
I believe me.
I know you know, because you were here before
of
me.
Course.
You know.
I know it. I worked here. I was here when Imus was here, so I know the importance
you know
of it.
But to leave him off seems irresponsible, but I'm going to leave him off.
Well, for me, I'm leaving him off because I'm a sports talk show fan, and my favorite on my Mount Rushmore of WFAN hosts would be Mike and Chris.
So you got Mike and Chris. Do we make them a duo and kind of cheat, or we go one Mike, one Chris, two more slots?
No, I mean,
I think you got to go two more slots.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I would go Steve Summers.
You go to Schmooze.
Schmooze, yeah.
Really?
You're talking about legendary personalities on WFAN
okay.
for me.
Okay, Mike and Chris. Schmooze, and who's the fourth one?
I would have Joe B on there.
Joe B.
Now, I am obviously biased and nostalgic about when I grew up listening.
Of course.
Like, Boomer deserves a spot on there, no question.
Uh-huh.
But for me, like, I didn't grow up on Boomer and Carton. I was kind of co-workers at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I grew up on the other four, even though I became co-workers with them as well. In my mind, sports talk, fan, for me, Mike, Chris, Summers,
and
Joe B. Who would you have?
Well, I do have a question. When do they get the chisel for us? When do they start pecking away for the BT and Sal show?
Right, good point. Now, two of them are going to be knocked off.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Listen, obviously, Mike and Chris.
Dog and Joe B.
Actually, see a Francesa.
No,
I have a little problem with Mike, but I always like Mad Dog style more than Mike. I've always said that.
I know. Okay.
Like the craziness, the wackiness,
who's
the unpredictability.
For?
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, it's got to respond to when you volley something. Mike and Chris, without a doubt. Okay. I'm not going to say that Schmooze or Joe shouldn't be there, because you can make a case for both. Mm-hmm. I think you got to put Boomer and Carton on there.
Fair enough.
I really do.
I mean, you can't
to have, because Mike and Chris were the bridge to, you know, the early 2000s. And
Boomer
Carton, and obviously Boomer, like, I don't know how you write the history of the station without them on the first page. Even though they weren't here day one, I would go with Boomer and Carton.
Understood.
I really would.
I think it's a fascinating conversation.
You got to think about Chernoff if you're going off. How do you not? Like, if you have.
Now you've jumped.
Well, no. But I mean, think about this. The architect or, you know.
Well, he told
you to get lost once.
He's building the Mount Rushmore. He's the one.
Yeah. I would say Mike and Chris, and I would say Boomer and Carton.
Fair enough.
Dove, would you like to weigh in since you've been here since day one?
You're not going
to
like my answer.
I'm going to respect it, though. Go ahead.
First of all, Imus is there 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that. I get it.
I'm going to disqualify Chris Russo.
Why?
Because he left?
Because he left to work elsewhere.
Right, not to
You're
retire.
You're right. I don't like that answer. That's dumb.
Correct.
All right, so we got Imus.
I put Mike there, but not Chris.
Okay.
I like Chris. Got along with him, but
okay.
He left.
All right, fair enough. Imus, Mike,
come
who else?
Come on, man. Can I just interject for a moment? Right. Without Chris back then, this station would have had so little personality.
Well,
honestly.
I agree.
But still, it's all right. It's his Mount Rushmore.
Matt Dog was the live wire that just lit everything on fire. All right, go ahead. Imus and Mike.
Boomer.
Okay.
And
Carton also left, so I can't count him.
Well, why not?
Oh, he came back.
Well, Francesa left and came back,
but
too.
But he's now working. He's still working elsewhere.
So right. Oh, he left again. Right. Okay. Right.
I have to go Joe B.
All right. You worked with Joe.
Over Steve.
Dove.
Ooh.
I always like Joe's style more than Schmooze. Like, Schmooze will put me to sleep, but I've got great respect for Schmooze.
Well,
I like Joe's hardcore. That was more. That's me.
I'm more like Joe B than I am like Steve, but that's, to me, what makes Steve so special. He does
something. Oh, he's one of a kind. Very unique.
Steve does something, or did something,
yep.
He still does,
yep.
But that nobody else, like, a lot of us come in, turn on the mic, and just rip about sports or whatever it is and give our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
None of us, outside of Steve Summers, writes a brilliant monologue every single
and
night.
And almost never stutters during it.
He's brilliant.
I know.
Brilliant.
He's a brilliant.
Almost
he's
too
a very
smart for talk radio. Like,
I know what you're getting at. His mind is very fertile.
Now, way different than me and you and the majority
of
us.
Well, not that different. As an homage, maybe to the Schmooze. What am I holding?
And I hold the yellow notepad
every day.
I've
got the legal pad every single day. I jot. Now, I don't write out what I'm about to say. I'm more of a bullet point, slug, two, three words, get me to where I'm going to go. I could take two words and I could transform it into 30 minutes.
Right.
Like that, if people even think that that's a gift, that's like my gift. I don't write it down. I don't want to be chained to a, you know, letter for letter. But I got the pen, too.
Steve
like
Summers monologue.
I got to order them by the 30 on Amazon.
Yeah.
I do.
I barely use anything, but he used to go through them a lot. Yeah, right. I just come in and talk, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying, Summers, like, the monologue to me is, I asked him for a couple of them that he did. Like, I have the printed
copy. Oh, you saved a few?
Yeah, I have a couple, yeah.
You should frame it.
I will, yeah.
That's actually
really
cool.
In the new office, actually, when I move into the new place.
Maybe that's a good housewarming gift that I can get you.
What, frame that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want yours. I mean, you
want I know. You'd have to give me schmoozes and I'd frame it for you.
I'm just kidding.
I barely want mine. I'd throw them out when I'm done because nobody's going to want them in 20 years, that's for sure. All right, probably the last call. How about Lou with a story? You know what, Lou? You've been sitting on hold for a while. I do apologize for that. You're a big fan. You roll with us every day. Lou, what's going on, buddy?
You guys brought some memories. You know, I like that, okay?
Nice.
I mean, a lot of guys, I've been listening for a long, long, long time, okay? But I agree with your producer that the guys that left, I don't care about them. I mean, if we went to another station, I don't care about that. But anyway, on Otani, I like both of your sides. I believe that the owners are very unhappy with this procedure going on because it's going to affect their bottom line. This guy brings people to the stadium. The only people that really hate, I mean, would like to find out what's going on, if they don't have a cover up, is the New York fans. Because we hate for the, both of those guys when they went the other way because, you know, because of the money. And you know, together, I mean, maybe New York, they didn't come here because, you know, even when Alex Rodriguez went to the bathroom, somebody followed him. Maybe they were smart. But anyway, one thing that I hope I have a few minutes.
No, you don't.
Why is Michael Jordan?
We only have a few seconds.
Somebody tell me, explain to me, a guy that used to be known for gambling, okay? And the player was against the Knicks. He'd be at the Atlantic City, you know, sleep a couple of hours. This guy have a stomach virus, okay? I don't know if you ever had that, stomach virus.
Yeah, no, never. We never had the stomach virus,
unfortunately.
Sorry,
no, I got you.
Had to take over
Louie, there's a lot of theories there, Lou, and certainly theories we could pick up tomorrow. Maybe we get another twist to the story. Such a jerk. I tell you, man.
What?
You
I mean,
a jerk sometimes.
How am I a jerk? We're talking about Michael Jordan having a stomach flu. Have you ever had that? Yes, Lou,
oh, guess what I watched last night? Finally.
What?
Air.
How good was that?
Phenomenal.
We'll talk about it next week when I get back.
The music,
that,
the kicks.
Great?
The old
the
Otis Gilmore, oh. Otis Thorpe. Oh, Stockton.
The opening montage.
Oh, yeah. The breakdancing, everything that was, you know, the 80s, hip and hip. I hate that. I don't never use that word. But popular societally, that was awesome. Sal, have a good couple of days off boxing things up and getting ready to move to New Jersey, my boy.
Thank you. Have fun the next couple of days. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we definitely will. So Sal's out tomorrow and Monday. Got C-Mac tomorrow. Moose will join me on Monday. Have an awesome day. I know that Evan and Tiki are picking up the rest of this Otani stuff. Enjoy the tournament. Catch you tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.